I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Educators all want to know the best way to get kids excited about learning, or grown-ups. And if I had the answer to that, I'd be a teacher. But I do have a story for you. It's about a group that figured out how to make learning science more casual and fun. As Naomi Gingold reports, it's strictly for adults because it involves taking science out of the classroom and into a bar.
In 2003, Chris Balakrishnan was a graduate student chasing this. For 3 months every year, he'd disappear from Boston to the woodlands of Cameroon to study the indigo bird. And Chris's local dive bar really missed him.
I spent enough time there that the owners were kind of curious about sort of what I did with my life, and they would sort of miss me.
So when he got back?
The guys at the bar, Dave, he suggested maybe one day I give a slideshow about my hijinks in Africa. And so I thought that was kind of a dumb idea. Like, at the bar, slideshow, what? Who wants to see that?
But then Chris thought it could be kind of fun if he roped in a couple other grad students and made it into an event. The first Nerd Night set the tone for all future Nerd Nights.
This super casual tone where people can shout out whatever they want during the talk, and it turns into this sort of friendly heckling. And even the bartenders, they were chiming in with crass humor. And there's like chants of nerd, 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 nerd. It was great.
In 2006, Chris convinced his friend Matt Wazowski to hold Nerd Night in New York. And it became popular really fast.
It got to the point where people couldn't fit in the bar, and like you'd see just like people's faces pressed up against the glass trying to look at like what was being projected on the screen, and it was really kind of silly and stupefying.
Pretty soon, the New York event was selling out, and it didn't stop there. People who'd been to Nerd Night in New York and Boston moved around the world and brought it to their new hometowns.
Das bin die Karteck-Kneipe, das ist die prinzipielle Kneipe.
Nerd Night Munich started in 2007. Then San Francisco, Wellington, New Zealand, Lawrence, Kansas, Monrovia, Liberia. Last week, Harare, Zimbabwe became the latest city to get a Nerd Night. Nerd Night went from 15 cities in 2010 to more than 80 in 2014. But no matter where nerds gather, the format and goals are the same. Provide a casual spot for people to talk science, to share research, or just something they're really into for 20 minutes to a slightly drunk crowd. The bar part, that's pretty key.
Because conferences and things can be so stuffy, and even TED Talks are so stuffy.
Occasionally there are extras, like speed dating or science acrobats, where people in black and yellow spandex make the shapes of molecules. Nerd Night celebrates the glory of minutiae. Because you can be a nerd about anything. Matt Wazowski points out that often the most memorable talks
probably on paper sound really obscure or just boring, or almost too specific.
Nerd Night talks have featured the biodiversity of Madagascar, whiskey, and Michael Jackson videos. And, of course, Godzilla.
Scientists at the United Nations Godzilla Countermeasures Center, or UNGUC, discovered a secondary brain in Godzilla's torso designed to control the hind legs and tail.
Chris and Matt have recently started holding Nerd Night Global Fests to bring everyone together. There were a dozen Nerd Nights around the world in the last week alone. If you want to see one, there is a website, but shockingly for nerds, it's kind of lame. So ultimately, if you want to check out Nerd Night, you're going to have to go to Nerd Night. There may now be one in a city near you. For The World, I'm Naomi Gingold in Washington, D.C.